all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Dana and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you distribute Easter eggs filled with highly inappropriate pictures into strangers' mailboxes, and then you don't understand why you're being arrested, that's certainly all I need to know about you.
Say what?
Yeah, check this out.
So you're saying you handed out about 100 of these today?
About 200 or so.
About 200 or so?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Place your hands behind your back.
Thank you. Please, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Thank you.
Why are you taking me?
Because you're driving on a suspended license, and you're also distributing pornographic images.
I didn't mean to.
Which is a misdemeanor in the state of Florida.
I didn't mean
she
to.
She didn't mean
but
to.
But I packaged 200 of them today and then put them in people's mailboxes.
Like what?
So
what are you like? What are you thinking?
I mean, she just thinks that she's spreading a little bit of holiday cheer.
I don't know.
Bunnies have a reputation. I'm not sure about you know this in the procreation world, but
well, they are
you know,
very busy.
It's not something that we want to you know let everybody know about. I mean, who knows who's opening that mailbox? Distributing those eggs at your local Eagles club, probably a lot more festive than it is distributing them in a mailbox where you don't know who's going to the mailbox.
I can't understand why she's confused as to why she's being arrested.
Because she's crazy. I mean, come on. You don't know
that? Well, yeah.
You can't figure that out?
I guess.
She's clearly mentally ill.
She has to go to work tomorrow.
No, I doubt that.
She has to go to work.
Where is that place?
Right.
And she's still going, and everybody else is home, and that person's still going. There's definitely something wrong here.
Just think about the amount of time it must take to fill two. Like, I get annoyed when I have to fill the Easter eggs with chocolate because it takes forever.
Right.
You know?
And what are you doing? 50 of them? 60 of them? 100 of them? Right.
She did 200. And she had to cut out pictures, obviously, to put in there.
Right.
She was very busy in isolation. Very busy.
Right, right. Yep. But she's like, but I didn't mean it. I mean, you took 2 days to prep it.
why are you, like, this is a gift. That's all I need to know about you.
You know, I mean, everybody's gifts are different. Mm. If you felt like the bird that smashed your windshield had you marked for death, that's all I need to know about you. You see my car this morning?
No.
A bird that I swear must have been 20 to 30 pounds slammed my windshield last night, smashed my windshield.
Oh, my God!
On the way home from work, right here, right over on,
yeah.
Smashed. He was in the median, and I felt so terrible, too, because, you know, like, yeah, listen, I'm never the person. I'm not going to crash my car, wrap it around a tree for a squirrel, all right? But I'm also, you know, I try and hit the brakes or whatever when something's crossing the road. You don't, you know, nobody feels good about killing an animal, an innocent creature. This thing jumped up from the median of the road and then, like, I don't know, he must have caught in a jet wash of a truck that was going by in front of me or whatever because he just, maybe he was already sick. Came up, like, just windshield height right on the driver's side right there, and I'm telling you, I hit that guy, and it's the loudest thing that ever hit my car before. It was like getting into a car accident.
Do you think it's because everybody's in isolation? You know how you see these pictures from all over the country? It's like all of a sudden there's deer in Japan just wandering the streets, and there's dolphins again in Venezia and Venice just coming into the canals.
I think there was probably just like a dead raccoon or something like that in the middle of the median, and he was eating him.
I was thinking maybe the birds are just reclaiming their area now that we're all inside.
It kind of felt like, I felt like he had his eye on me. Raven takes out a raven. I didn't feel good about it.
1-800-330-9999. You can fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I feel like you've been waiting all day to say a raven takes out a raven.
You
wrote it down last night.
I didn't
know
if I was going to say it out loud yesterday because I didn't know if it would curse me for life.
Home cook idol. That's what we're looking for. We know that you're cooking a ton of food at home, and that's why we want to see what you're cooking. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Chef Plum from the Food Network.
Welcome back,
hey,
buddy.
What's happening, guys? Happy living the dream in quarantine.
Yeah. So this is a challenge here to have a food competition when we can't eat your food and we only have limited items in the house, too.
Right.
Tough. It's tough. But a lot of people are cooking at home now. I'm seeing pictures all over Instagram, all over social media, on Facebook, Instagram, you name it. People are posting them everywhere.
Right, and we want them. So you can head to annaandraven.com. We have all the information there. But essentially, all you're doing is taking a picture of your most creative meal. It can be beautiful and delicious looking, or it could be questionable. And send it to us, along with a brief description of what the item is and how you prepared it. And then every weekday morning next week, Chef Plum will be joining us, and we will be critiquing it home cook idol style.
So the three of us will just rail against it. Somebody will love it and send it to Hollywood, and the other one will be like, you're not for me.
Kind of.
Get out of here.
But I want to be Paula Abdul, like the original Paula Abdul. Yes.
No, she's not there.
Yeah, but I want to be like the original.
Okay, I want to be Lionel Richie.
Okay, that's fine.
Just
Jeff Lum,
because
who do you
want to
be?
He's Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to be Simon Cowell. That's going to be my take on this. I'm the chef here, so of course I'm going to look at food and immediately judge it. I can't help it.
Even though we can't taste
perfect.
It.
Perfect, right. We all get a piece of our personality out.
Right.
I love
it. Nice guy, Raven. Come on, I'm nice. I'm friendly.
I mean, with it being that we're just looking at it, we can't taste it, so they could put anything in there. Could be, you know, radiator fluid, could be, you know, bright oranges, a safety cone that they chopped up and then put in there. How did they get their peppers to be so fresh looking? Because they're plastic.
Well, it's important as a chef, like, it has to taste good first before you worry about making it look good. Any good chef will tell you. However, in this, I don't think we're going to have that chance.
Well, you're probably wondering, what is in it for you? If we select your picture, you automatically are going to win something. You'll win something that Raven, I, or Chef Plum have lying around our house that we want to get rid of.
Yeah, I've got some random stuff here, man, and I need to clean this stuff out. We're going to kill two birds with one stone.
Yep, so from the home quarantine collection, I know at my house I have a half-melted spatula that's got somebody's name on it.
Right, and you could just drive by, theoretically, and throw that person's house.
Right, but also, in addition to that, we're going to pick one of the dishes that we choose to be featured next week, and they're going to win $100 gift card to Target.
What?
Wow. There you go. That can be used digitally, too. That's the best part. You don't have to go to Target because that would be terrible right now.
Right. And to kick it off tonight, Chef Plum will be joining me on Instagram Live on the Anna and Raven page at 6:30. I have some random items around my house. I'm just going to show you those items, and then you're going to tell me what to cook with them. Sound good?
Oh, Anna, we've cooked before in public, in front of people. You were cooking bagged rice at some point in time. Uh-huh. I don't remember. This might be a mess.
It probably will be.
That's what we're counting on.
Yeah. So 6:30 tonight, Instagram Live. Head to Anna and Raven, and you can watch us. And don't forget, submit your pictures of your favorite dishes or not so favorite dishes at annaandraven.com for all the info. It's Home Cook Idol. Raven, take a nice, deep, big breath. Let's look at the bright side, right?
Okay, go ahead. What do you
got? Yeah, it's Anna Raven. How about some good news? We call this the bright side. And today's bright side starts at Mount Sinai South Nassau Hospital, where comedian Amy Schumer made a huge donation of protective equipment to the doctors and nurses there and the entire medical staff.
Who knew that she had that out in her garage? What's Amy Schumer doing with that stuff, right? She's like, well, I just have 500,000 masks hanging out back here. It looks like I finally got somewhere to give them.
Yo, it's funny. If you've got the money, you can figure out a way to probably make it happen, which thank God that she did. And they FaceTimed with her to thank her. And this clip starts with Amy. And I wish you could see it because you could see how moved she is and how visibly upset she is about the entire situation.
Hmm.
I'm sorry you guys are going through this.
Amy, we just wanted to say thank you, all of us from Mount Sinai South Nassau here in Oceanside. We are extremely grateful for your donation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love this. And they also went on to thank Bethany Frankel, who also made a sizable donation
Bethany's
to help.
Been, yeah, she's been doing a lot.
Yep. I just think it's nice because there's this, you know, Gal Gadot got so much heat because that's Wonder Woman, because she made a video singing Imagine, and people were like, no, you should be spending money to help. And I see both sides of it. She was just trying to do something nice and raise spirits.
She thought that she could do something right there in her that afternoon in front of her computer at her house. Right. But yeah, I could also see how it comes off tone deaf to some others, too.
Right. And I have to applaud Amy Schumer and Bethany Frankel and all the other celebrities that put their money and their fame where their mouth is. Made sizable donations, tons of money that they're trying to help, and that's what we need them for at this time.
Even more so, though, like with Amy Schumer there, is like, you know, you had to figure out how to get a hold of those items. You had to track those items down. That's more than just giving money. And giving money is great. There's no question about it. But just throwing money at things is different than getting involved and going after and saying, what can I personally do?
Right.
And that's what's going on. That's what Amy Schumer did. That's what Bethany Frankel's been doing. I've been seeing them. They've been very active doing things. So.
And especially Amy Schumer has a friend that works at that hospital. She's a Long Island girl, Amy Schumer. So she wanted to personally get involved and help her friend. And that makes it so much sweeter, too.
Sure.
Next story comes out of West Hartford. Matt DiSaccia has started singing the national anthem on his front lawn right in front of his home for his neighbors every night.
Oh, say can you see?
Wow.
By the dawn's early light.
Okay.
I think
we're all given something that we can share with others, and I guess for me, that's my voice.
How nice.
What does Matt do for a living? Because he should be singing.
Well, he has
not
a podcast that he just launched. Called.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
No, but the podcast, it's interesting.
I'm just kidding.
It's funny because he calls it, I forgot what he calls it. It's something about commuter.
Yeah.
It's him on his commute to work in the morning.
Sure.
And it's him singing like all the hits. It's just him driving and singing. Oh,
that's fun. That's
yeah.
what people do, I think, a lot of times. That's great.
If you have a neighbor that could sing like that, it's awesome. Imagine if I just went on my front doorstep and I started singing. Wouldn't be so great, right? But the thing that has made this really fun is that all his neighbors come out into their driveways every night at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They ring bells and they cheer him on.
Yeah, that sounds like a moving scene.
Rock, it's red glare. The bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the that our flag was
sends through. Chills. Sometimes you just need somewhere to confess, just to go and just to leave a message and vent. Or maybe there's somebody in your community that you really want to thank. That's why we've created the Quarantine Confession Hotline. It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, there's no judgment at this line. You can just call it 833-431-0905 whenever you want to. Good or bad, if you just need a room to go scream into, if you're hiding in the closet of your home, if you're on your cell phone in your backyard and you have to talk about what your spouse just did, whatever it is, or if you want to shout out that person, like you said, you know a hero, let him be known here.
Let's check the hotline.
Hi, good morning. My name is Brenda Ramos, and I want to thank all the doctors and nurses, you know, hearts and prayers. But I have something to say. I'm a daycare worker. I work in a daycare. We barely mentioned, and what I want are great expectations. And so, Barry, we take care of some of the parents. They are there fighting for their coronavirus, too. So it would be, you know, like sympathy, like, to mention us too, like it will make us feel better. The daycare workers, you know, I'm taking care today for the most beautiful babies in the world. I wouldn't give it for nothing. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've heard the governor say it a couple times because he you know, urged daycare centers to stay open, obviously, because, mm-hmm. you know, first responders and people that are working, essential workers, they still need that child care. So, you know, thank you, because obviously without those people doing it, I mean, where do you go?
It's true. One of my girlfriends works at a daycare, too, and she said that she feels funny because she's afraid that, you know, that she's going to pass something on, but she
sure.
knows that she needs to be watching these kids because
right.
the parents need to do what they
it
have to do.
It is one of those very tough jobs that just has to be done.
Right.
Right. It is one of those jobs. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see who else we got here.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know how I am making so much garbage in my house. I should say my two kids. I have bags and bags of garbage in my garage. So, in turn, I wanted to thank the guys at the transfer station in my town. They are so happy, and I keep bringing them bags and bags of garbage, and they are always smiling. So shout out to the Southbury Transfer Station. You guys are awesome.
That's
okay,
nice.
Take care. Bye.
We were talking about this earlier. The amount of garbage we're making is insane.
Yeah, it is insane. But a smile goes so far, right?
Yeah.
So just people with a positive attitude out there working, you know, having a good time on a daily basis. Like, that makes a difference when you pull up and, you know, there's just somebody out there. It's reassuring to see somebody else that's still in a good mood, still being positive.
Right.
Hi, it's Jen from Shelton. I just wanted to thank my sister-in-law, Jessica, who works at Yale on the front line. She's doing an amazing job. I know she's tired, but every day she gets up with a smile on her face and goes to work and helps those in need. So thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So you can call and share, of course, whenever you want to. Again, that number is 833-431-0905.
And you don't have to just think. Of course, it's very nice, and you know we want to share those messages of praise. But also, if you need to vent, you need
right.
someone to talk to,
you need
to get
scream.
Something off your chest.
You can do whatever.
Go for it.
Right.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Favorite time of the week when we're checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
How are you?
I am doing okay. It feels good to be back in the studio. What does it feel like to not have Raven home anymore?
You know, I'm worried about him, obviously. I'm worried about both of you. But it was like a kid going back to school on the first day.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Wow, she didn't tell me anything about that yesterday, but I did notice she had a little bit more pep in her step.
I'm telling you, the night before he went back, Anna, he's laying in bed and I'm like, why are you breathing so loud? And he was like, what? I'm like, are you okay? Like, you're breathing really loud. It's at the point where his breathing just was getting to me. So I'm sure he had the same issues with me, like just stuck in the house together. I do the grocery shopping. He wasn't leaving at all. Yeah,
it's the same thing at my house. You know, you don't realize, you know, it's like you like to be home. It's your home. Of course, it's not a jail. It's nothing like that. Like, we're lucky that we have the luxury to be able to stay at these nice homes and watch TV and do all that. But I think the mental stress of you're not supposed to leave and knowing that you can't go, it kind of takes a toll on you. And after you've been home for a few days and you don't like walk outside, like it makes you go a little bit crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm losing it. He was ironing a shirt and putting his clothes out to go to work last night. And I was like, I am so jealous. And he was like, what am I going to wear? Oh, I think I'm going to wear this. And, you know, there's two of us here.
What are you getting dressed for? You're ironing
dressed. It's all part of making sure that you still feel like you're upright and working. Yesterday, you walked in here with eye makeup on and lipstick. Don't tell me that
nonsense.
Yeah,
I saw the video. You had lipstick.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that nonsense. She's feeling it, too.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that in like 9 months to a year that early in the morning. So don't try and play me.
Well, I may be putting some makeup on because, I don't have eyelashes anymore. I had to remove my eyelash extensions. Turns out now I just don't have eyelashes, which is weird. But I'm still wearing sweatpants and sweatshirts. I'm not ironing shirts.
No. Today is a new day. Yesterday, you had lipstick and eye makeup on, the whole thing.
I still have eye makeup on right now.
Well, I can't see it because you have no
eyelashes.
I mean, there's something missing. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but there's something.
No, but it felt so good. Like, to get up in the morning that early always stinks. Like, you never get over that. But, man, it felt good to just come and be normal at work. It really, truly did.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So, see that? She's jealous that I left, but she's so glad that I did.
Yep.
I mean, you were breathing so loud. Like, I don't know what was going on.
So, besides that, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I mean, he did pretty good. You guys were working so much. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't not give him an A. He's got to get an A. Like, he survived it. I mean,
see,
running a radio show from the dining room and, you know, your living room.
It was tough.
Look, pretty somebody appreciated
guys.
It, Anna.
Someone did.
Somebody.
Pretty impressive.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
Well, it all comes down to today.
I can't believe it. You know, when you start a long journey, Anna, you get so excited at the front. And by the end, you really want to know how it concludes. But at the same time, you're sad because what will life be like after?
It's true. It's Anna and Raven. And we started March Sadness because, well, we had planned to do it forever. We're looking to find the saddest movie of all time.
It's what we do.
It's what we do, right. You know? Especially this time of year. And even though they canceled everything, we said, we're not canceling this. People are home. They should be rewatching these iconic movies anyway.
They need something. Right. You need a reprieve, some way to get out. So why not make yourself feel better by watching the saddest movies of all time? It's like watching Jerry Springer.
Right, exactly. So we already know one of the movies that is going to the finals. But which one is going to go against it? It comes to this. We've been collecting your votes for the last 24 hours. Let's start with Steel Magnolias.
I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why.
Oh, my God. You can't listen
Sally
to that.
Field.
You can't listen to that.
I mean, if you're a human being, you don't even have to be a parent, all right? If you are a human being with a pulse listening right now.
Right.
Sally Field. Makes you feel it. I want to know why you can't say Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Nope.
Yes, what's wrong
with that's like
saying
an Orange
it?
Julius that you get at the mall.
Maybe
at the food
you're
court.
Saying it wrong. Did you think of that? Magnolias. Magnolias.
Magnolias.
Magnolias.
Magnolias.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Oh,
it's fine.
No.
It's all the same thing. Steel Magnolias.
Sally Field just devastates you, though, in that movie. I mean, it's unbelievable. She loses a daughter, and it's one of the best performances to make you feel terrible ever.
Right. And that feeling that you get when you hear it every time, and we've heard it so many times, the way that your hair on your arm stands is crazy.
It doesn't get better. It doesn't get easier to digest. Sally Field. Woo!
But how do you put that against Green Mile?
tired of all the pain I feel in here in the world every day. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Can you understand?
Can you understand, Anna? It's pieces of glass in his head.
Right.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Great job.
And as we discovered earlier this week, because we had forgotten that he had passed away.
No, we hadn't forgotten. We just weren't sure when.
We weren't sure when. Well, right. No, Raven was, he was 100% sure. I was 50-50. I'm not going to lie.
I said it out loud and you were like, oh, you just killed him.
I was like, let me make sure before we tell people.
A while.
Yeah, it was 2012. Ago. Yeah.
Right. And it was sad. And he was a very nice, genuine, large
he was
human
nice guy.
Being.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But yeah. In that movie, I mean, he really, you feel it. But I know who I would pick for saddest movie of all time. So give me the results, please. I need to find out who's going to face Titanic in the title match.
Steel Magnolias.
Yes! Sally Field!
I mean, why are you so excited for Sally Field?
Because she deserves it, man!
Yeah.
I mean, she deserves... This is the Oscars this year, all right?
Mm.
And she deserves it, even though that came out 1,000 gazillion years ago. Right now... I'm so crazy about anticipation for the title match now.
But I do want to say, for a high five to Green Mile, I want to read one of these comments we got on our Facebook page from Rosanna. Green Mile, because I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road.
Tired, yeah.
Lonely as sparrow in the rain.
Right.
I'm tired of never having a buddy to be with, to tell me where we're going to, coming from, or why. Mostly, I'm tired of people being ugly to each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to cut all that part out of the clip. I'm sorry, because the clip was just really long. but that was also a very moving and poetic part of it, a passage of it.
A good run from Green Mile. But ultimately, Steel Magnolias is going to the finals, and we'll make the big announcement of the finals. You have all weekend to vote coming up next.
Much sadness with Hannah and Raven.
It all comes down to this, Raven. We have our two finalists. It is the title match. It is time to decide which will be crowned the saddest movie of all time.
I feel like we're ringside right now.
Yep.
Like, you know, you can really feel the energy in here. The other thing is I have no idea what we're going to do with our lives once this is over.
Right.
I don't know what's going to
happen.
We'll
probably start watching happier movies. I'm going to guess that's probably the route we should go.
Have to come up with something else for people to vote on, I guess.
Yeah. For the last couple of weeks, you said you wanted to still do it. You were tired of things being canceled. So we did. March Sadness. We're looking to crown the saddest movie of all time. We had Selection Sunday. You nominated all the movies. We had it to the final 16. We put it bracket style. We went through the whole thing.
I think that you need to realize now that movies come from different places, right?
Yep.
They come from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all sorts of different types of sadness. So what we have here, I believe, is a very sad story, yes, up against another very sad story, one rooted in truth, the other one completely relatable because it's happened in many people's families. But we have a supreme performance versus a supreme film. And that's going to be very difficult.
Right. Up first in the finals, Steel Magnolias.
Magnolias.
I can't say that word.
All right. Sally Field, please take it away.
I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why! Why?
Oh, and then right after that, she's so angry. It's all the human emotions there. There's no question in my mind, Sally Field, supreme performance to everybody else that was in the next film. And the next film is one of the greatest films of all time.
Titanic.
Oh, my gosh.
Come back. Come back. I'll never let go. I promise.
I'll never let go. Peace. I'm out.
I'll never let go has to be one of the most iconic movie phrases of all time.
Everybody remembers it, and everybody, of course, goes, you know, he could have fit on the door. I'll just say this. For 4 days, they were on that boat. For many hours after they hit that iceberg, they were running around that boat. Had they not tangled up with Billy Zane, they could have built a raft.
Well, right? it didn't happen.
Just saying, they could have done it, and it's just not practical thinking is all I'm saying.
When I first saw and I knew this matchup was going to happen,
sure.
I thought that there's no way Titanic doesn't win, right? It has to win. But what I've noticed is in the voting is that people are very passionate.
I mean, if you've got, you've lost, everybody.
For Sally Field.
A lot of people. Listen, I'm going to say mostly nobody probably nobody in our listening area has known somebody that was on the Titanic, all right? Didn't lose somebody that was on the Titanic. A tragic story that we all, you know, it's very storybook. We are all engaged in that. The finding of it, all that stuff in our lifetimes. But Sally Field. People have lost family members.
But Titanic has that score, has that music that goes along with it.
That's why people got to vote.
All right, you have till Monday morning, same time. You have all weekend long to really think about it. Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias. Sally Field, Steel Magnolias.
versus Titanic. it's up to you to decide. You can vote on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just search Anna and Raven. You can text 1-800-330-9999. Or the old-fashioned way, you can call us, 1-800-330-9999. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. Let's start off with some positivity, Raven. How about that?
I like that. Give it to me.
Yeah. President Trump said this yesterday.
We're in very good shape. You look at the hospitals, you look at what's going on. We are really in good shape. You're not hearing people are needing ventilators much. In fact, we're going to start helping other countries with ventilators.
So, you know, you want some, like, what does he mean by good shape? And we'll start with Dr. Fauci. He did lower the expected death total from 84,000 Americans to about 60,000 Americans by the end of summer, which, let's not get us wrong, 60,000 is still a ton
terrible.
Of people and
it's
awful.
Horrific.
Exactly.
But it's better than what we were looking at before.
Last week they were saying that there was projections of 240,000.
Right.
So when you look at that number versus that number.
It's a big tone of voice change there.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good news. I'll take that. And the fact that we have so many ventilators right now that we can try to help other countries, that's good news.
Yeah. That seems a little bit advanced right now. I would hold off just for a minute. But, you know, I mean, you want to be a good neighbor, of course. You know, everybody wants to help everybody, and that's good. But logistics is such a big role in this type of stuff, right? When you were asking yourself back in the day if algebra was really ever going to save the world, now you know why. It's the trucking, it's the shipping, it's the placement of these items. You needed math.
You know,
logistics,
I keep saying this. Sometimes you just need that hope. You need that glimmer. Because when it's all doom and gloom, it's hard to pull yourself out of it. But when you think like, all right, things are getting better. And don't get us wrong. We're in a hot spot.
Right.
The New York metro area
is the worst
in the world.
Worst on the planet.
But when you start seeing a light at the end of the rainbow that like the
it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Let me help you with that phrase. What do we find at the end of the rainbow? The pot of gold.
The pot of gold.
When we find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, when you're traveling in a tunnel.
All right, let me just get you out of this vortex that you're in right now. There are terrible days to come.
Yes.
But there are some inroads being made with some good information.
And there was a second vaccine that went into trials. That's also good news.
Yeah.
You know? Multiple options.
I mean, the fact that you're not dead at the end of this rainbow from the vortex that you went through.
With a tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, you took a tunnel right into a rainbow, which was, I mean, it could have been bad for you.
Oh, it's Friday. All right, second thing you should know this hour, garbage men are struggling. I knew this was going to be coming up.
Yeah.
So garbage is up about 30% in terms of how much is really at the end of our driveway on pickup day.
Sure.
But not only that, there's this.
I've been seeing a lot of rubber gloves, a lot of medical supplies, face masks. While you're out there picking up these other materials, you don't know who put it out. You don't know what's on it. We never used to see these things in the recyclable mix before. It's not recyclable, and it's not safe.
It's not safe. Those things do not belong in the recycling bin. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be scary for most of them because at home you feel like you're doing the right thing, and you probably feel like you just went to the grocery store with these things or whatever. You're not actually handling biomedical waste, but at the same time, if there's a virus on it, then I guess you are.
I said to my husband, I go, you have to go in the garage and get the other garbage cans because we were filling them up so fast, the big ones that we put outside for the pickup.
Right.
I was like, we are going
through
so much garbage. It's incredible.
Yeah, everybody's at home. And then the things that are questionable, too, that maybe you might have held on to before, you're quick to get rid of now, I think, right now.
Yeah.
You know, and packaging, you know, from all your items that comes in from the store that might sit in it for a while.
Yeah.
All that goes immediately.
Yeah, that Amazon box that may have set my entrance way for 3 days. Nope, right outside.
My wife got a delivery. The empty box, we emptied it on the front porch, right? And then took the items out of it, put it in a bag. That empty box is still sitting on the front porch for the last 4 days. Neither of us want to touch it.
Three things you need to know. Last thing is, I guess you can call it an Easter gift. It is for me, if you didn't expect it. Another episode of Tiger King. Netflix announced that they will release an additional after show on Sunday, hosted by Joel McHale, which is going to be awesome. It's got a lot of the show's characters, but it's not going to have the two main characters. It's not going to have Carol Baskin, who may or may not have fed her ex-husband to the Tigers.
I hear the feds are after that.
And Joe Exotic is not going to be part of it either because he's still in jail. And he says he's all done with Carol Baskin.
Well, good.
And speaking of jail, President Trump said he's going to take the time to review the case against Joe Exotic.
So, man, if you get the clicks, right, the president will pay attention. Huh? Wow.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Jim, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, man.
All right. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. When Raven comes back in, I'm going to ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to play, Jim?
Let's do this.
All right. Number one, SNL will have a Saturday Night Live at Home edition tomorrow night. What network is SNL on?
NBC.
Number two, Jonathan Scott is isolating with his girlfriend, actress Zooey Deschanel. Jonathan Scott is famous for being one half of the Property Brothers. Who is his brother?
The other Scott.
All right. Number three, Justin Timberlake says 24-hour parenting is just not human. How many children does JT have?
Two.
Number four, quarantine New York City residents are adopting bunnies for Easter. What famous rabbit is married to Jessica Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit.
And number five, Netflix announced a bonus Tiger King episode being released on Easter Sunday. It'll be hosted by Joel McHale. What show on E! Did he host?
Suit. The Suit.
Okay. Nice job, Jim. Let me bring Raven back in. I got a glare in my eye. I can't even see him in the hallway. Yep, come in.
Yo.
Okay.
How do you do?
Jim did good. He got 3 out of 5.
Jim's pretty smart, so these must be tricky. Let's see how I do.
Number one, SNL will have a Saturday Night Live at Home edition tomorrow night. What network is SNL on?
SNL's on NBC, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two, Jonathan Scott is isolating with his girlfriend, actress Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Jonathan Scott is famous for being one half of the Property Brothers. Who is his brother?
Drew.
Drew Scott is correct. Yep. Number three, Justin Timberlake says 24-hour parenting is just not human. Really sounds tone deaf, by the way, when he says that.
Yeah, you know, he really, he's upsetting me lately.
I'm like,
holding
you,
that other girl's hand on that movie set and all that stuff. I'm not trusting Timberlake anymore.
How many children does JT have?
He's got two, doesn't he?
No,
he's got one. His son, Silas.
So yeah, it doesn't matter because you said two.
Yeah. That's all right.
Only one, little Silas.
I got excited.
Number four, quarantine New York City residents are adopting bunnies for Easter. What famous rabbit is married to Jessica Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit, of course.
Roger Rabbit is correct. You guys are tied at three. Number five, Netflix announced a bonus Tiger King episode being released this Easter Sunday. It'll be hosted by Joel McHale. What show on E! Did he host?
Talk Soup.
Right. I would accept it either The Soup or Talk Soup. He ordered both of them. Yep.
Nice!
I'm sorry, Jim. He beat you 4-3 this morning, but you did a good job.
Oh, recognize my power, Jim.
He's so humble, isn't he? Isn't he humble?
Very humble.
Yeah. Yeah. What that does get you is your own Anna and Raven t-shirt that I hope you'll wear proudly.
Sweet.
I'll rock it. It's Jim, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
You may be home and you need a side hustle. It's time to start thinking creatively. It's Ann and Raven. Joining us, it's Liz Dederer. She's from Selling With Service. She's a small business strategist. Liz, what can you do at home to make some cash?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. Thank God for technology, right? Right now, there's definite options we can use using the internet, using our skills, using things that we have at home. So I'll kind of run through three of them. First one, that if you're online, if you're on Facebook, it seems like everyone and their mother is in a direct sales company, network marketing. And it gets annoying after a while that you're being invited to all these groups and whatnot. But I have to tell you, network marketing is a legitimate business model when you do it correctly. It's called direct sales for a reason, that you actually have to talk to another human being.
Right.
So if that's outside of your comfort zone, it's not going to be the right avenue for you. They don't call it put up a Facebook post and make $1 million business for a reason. You
know? That's absolutely true.
So this is the essential oils, people, and this is the lotions. And now it's the nails. That's the new one I'm getting all the time. Nails.
So there's a lot of them out there, and it's a very legitimate business. It's the gateway drug for entrepreneurs, right? Because it gives you structure. It gives you something to sell. It gives you something to do. And if you can work that for 6 months and you've made a little bit of money, you basically just went to entrepreneurial school,
right?
So that's one way to look at it. And you do make money through it. It does cost money to join. You do make money, but again, it's direct sales. You have to talk to another human being. So that's one option that's out there.
I love it. it. I want to be a top of the pyramid of the lotion empire.
The other one is actually a business that I started 20 years ago before it was a cool thing to do. But it's basically like flipping your clothes, right? Selling things on eBay. I was doing it 20 years ago. I was cleaning out closets and charging a fee for that. Don't go into people's homes right now. But I was doing that 20 years ago and then selling the clothes on eBay back when you had to like make your eBay pages MySpace fancy. So I had literally HTML for dummies walking me through how to get these items on. Now we have technology with phones and stuff, so it makes it super easy. But eBay, Poshmark, ThredUp, Facebook Marketplace, you can still use these things to sell things that you have sitting in your house right now that you're staring at every day and you're like, I don't like that anymore. Take a picture, list it online, ship it out.
I was shocked by when I moved a couple years ago and I started cleaning everything out. It was literal junk that I was going to go bring to Goodwill or just dump. And I was like, let me just see. I made hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it's your junk, but it's not actual junk. I mean, to somebody else, it's exactly the thing that they're looking for.
Exactly. And we have to have that hard conversation with ourselves. At one time, I liked that sweater too.
Right. Right. Somebody will like
it. Maybe that's why you were ready to get rid of it. You didn't want to feel it.
There's people in this world that are a lot skinnier than me, so they'll fit into this now and they can enjoy it. All right, Liz, what's the third one that we can do?
The third one is what's really blossoming up and blooming, which is being referred to as the gig economy. And we think of this as like the Ubers, the Lyfts. So are you going to go shuttling people around in an Uber right now? Probably not the best thing to do, but you can sign up an account, get that going, and start doing things like Uber Eats. Start building up your 5-star rating that way. Another thing that falls under the gig economy, which a lot of people don't realize, is freelance work. So maybe you're an administrative assistant. Maybe you have some sort of graphic design skill. Maybe you're actually kind of have an affinity for coding or something like that. There's a site called Upwork, up like the direction and work like that thing that we actually want to do right now. And it's one of many examples of sites that are out there, but it's a freelancing site where you can go on there, list your services, the type of skill set that you have, put a dollar amount on it, and start kind of bidding on different projects. And maybe you're doing data entry for $12 an hour. Maybe you're doing an email setup and an email campaign for somebody for $15 an hour. A little bit here and there is all that we need to kind of take the edge off right now. But I would say the overarching theme on all of this is just manage your expectations. You very well might start the next Uber or Airbnb. I'm not taking that off the table for people, but right now, just manage the expectations. Just pace yourself.
Stay motivated. No question about it. That's a big part of it.
Liz Dederer, Selling with Service. She's a small business strategist. You can visit her online at sellingwithservice.com.